League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Donald Trump just became the president.
Doughboy, you have on leggings now.
Shut up. Nah, man. These are sweats, man. Yeah. I can cross my legs.
From the satin nursing home collection.
You see the socks? I got the Donkey Kong socks, man. It's the whole thing.
You got bananas
it
there.
It says go bananas?
Yeah. I'm actually going to come out with my own sock line.
Where do you shop?
Burlington.
You got those from Burlington?
You still shopping?
Yeah, I got a gold card.
What is that?
A gold card?
Yeah, man, I just know people up in there, man.
They don't have gold card. They have like a plaid card.
You can't tell me. you can't tell me you didn't get this from Burlington.
I got this from the actual polo store.
Really? That from the baby polo store.
They sold that in the polo store?
This is a polo.
Oh, that is.
Nigga, it could have fell off the truck. I don't know.
It has the horse right there.
They be having those.
Wait a minute, because DZ has on a metallic gold. Durag.
That's a gold what
do-rag. What are you thinking?
Looking like the Duke of Slauson.
Yeah. I loved it.
You guys have regular durag. About his gold.
Where's the durag?
What are you doing? What were you aiming for?
Well, you know.
I went down to Bethlehem and went to the, went to the gift shop. They had these golden durags.
Just repping my Lakers, man. Shout out to Lakers.
Where do they even sell those?
Do not bring the Lakers into this.
Where do they sell those at?
Right? It's got nothing to do with
what
the Lakers.
What made you go with gold?
Kobe would not want that.
Gold.
Purple and gold?
But you ain't wearing no purple.
But it's not even
I'm
that
a
kind
king?
Of
a crown me? No.
Just get a real crown.
Let's talk about this.
Gold, green, and red.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, at least that's his hair though. He can't change that. He looks like
no, he can't.
He looks like
that.
What would I change?
He looks like a young auntie, but that's not the point.
What would I change?
You know, like your little sister, but you had a baby, so all your little sister's an auntie. And she takes your child to like high school basketball games.
Stop smoking cigarettes, CP.
No, I don't
you look like
cigarettes.
A little auntie. You look like a little auntie.
Yeah. Reggie Bo, ladies and gentlemen, you can find it on my channel.
Got the voice of a brisket chef.
A brisket chef? Who is a brisket chef?
Funny. That's funny.
The sauce isn't ready yet.
I said what I said.
Oh,
wait, what?
Man.
You didn't say anything yet.
Exactly.
I said
Patrick
what I said.
Cloud, you look like a choreographer at a daycare. I want all the children in the diapers to the left. This is going to be thriller themed.
A choreographer? That's funny.
Oh my gosh. Welcome to another episode of the Squadcast.
Yep.
You see over here we have DZ. Give it up for this gold durag.
Golden DZ.
Golden durag.
Golden DZ.
You know how rare golden DZ is? Like if you pull a golden DZ.
Exactly. That's what I was going for.
Oh, Patrick.
You have to do 20 robberies right. to get a golden durag.
Do I really strike y'all?
It's an achievement. 20 B&Es.
Oh, man.
This durag come with 225 lives complete.
225
got a golden DZ?
I done went prison platinum
I
two times.
I got a golden DZ.
You do a credit card, scheme, you get the matching shoes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's hilarious.
My gosh. Patrick Cloud in the building.
Yes.
I'm filling in for to hear more. He's probably brisket shopping right now.
Wow. Oh, that's
brisket
hilarious.
Shopping.
Right. Yes. Doughboys in the building. Of course,
boom.
You see the one and only CP.
What up, though?
His
that's
welcome.
Right. My hair is dry.
Yeah.
Bigger
What's
my
going
eyes.
On? You didn't want to put nothing in it?
Well, you know, I don't give a fuck. So, I don't know.
Clearly.
I mean, you know, not like that, but, you know, when you've been handsome for so long, at some point it just becomes.
You just like fuck the hair?
It's just like, you know, I'm letting it breathe. Me and Jay-Z got a similar mindset. set.
I mean, I can either do the hair or the mustache, but not both at the same time. It's a lot. It's an overload for me. Yeah.
Your beard looks like a toupee.
Can you grow
it?
It's
like, no, I can't, bro.
Okay, exactly.
That'd be weird. I'm trying to picture that.
Right.
What, me with a beard? Yeah. I used to have one. It just wasn't really sweet.
I feel like you would look like you just yell stuff downtown. God damn it, there's some waffles. Waffles. Some waffles.
And I
told you, bitch. This is what I told you.
Oh, my God.
Virginia Slim. What?
That's hilarious.
Brand? Vanilla wafers.
Dope boy looks like one of Spider-Man's enemies at some kind of cosplay event.
Y'all not fuck with these pants for real?
No. Get over here.
I just knew when I wore these, y'all be like, all right, though, you putting it together.
Nope. Here's the thing. What kind of white tiger camouflage?
What's it say? Wait. First of all, are they Echo?
Oh, yeah. Say it again.
Echo Unlimited? Again.
Echo, yeah. Wait,
they stopped making that in like 2006.
Nah,
why
nah,
do you have
retro.
This?
It's retro.
What?
Yeah, it's that throwback shit.
I couldn't tell because the rhino looks like a rat, first of all. This might be bootleg Echo.
Oh, my God.
This is Echo Limited.
Not Echo.
This is Echo the Sound, not the clothing company.
Oh, my God.
I thought y'all was fucking with these.
I like them.
No,
dog.
We're
they
not.
Look, they look, put it like this. If they was like my first pair of pants ever, I feel strongly. But if this is my first pair, I'd be like partial to them. So in that mindset, I'm looking at it like this is my first pair. I like them.
Well, it's a whole suit. It's like a whole set, isn't it? You just got the bottom half?
Wait, where's the jacket?
Tell me you don't have a damn scarred up polar bear outfit.
Nah, I just got the pants. Man, I just was like, I'm rocking with the bottoms.
Do you think that they made the jacket?
They might have.
No, you saw it on the hanger.
But why do your shoes look like some Jordans and Timberlands had sex and then put those on your feet? That's I've never seen those.
Jorbalands?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
the Jordan jumping out of the tree.
Doughboy, thou shalt not talk about some straight up shoe drip.
I've never
as if these are.
Have
the
you
wheat,
ever seen those?
These are Wheat 13.
I've never
seen
the Wheat ones.
They're called the Wheat 13.
Those are nice though.
Are they?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry,
I'm
Doughboy.
I'm partial to 13s though, so that's probably.
And
I stayed
you
up.
Have that jean jacket on too, so they're tasty.
You don't have no room for fashion
for
advice,
real.
Okay?
Wait,
matter of fact, when your wrist is stopped being green, come talk to.
Yeah, once, seriously.
Well, once we said Look Echo. You should have sat out. It's like, all right, y'all got me secret.
Okay, you guys, this first topic of the day is buffets versus plated meals.
Mm. Easy call.
This one, I had a recent situation that changed my viewpoint on buffets. I used to be a buffet killer. I know it's hard for you guys to believe. I used to knock down buffets.
No. As a matter of fact, when I imagine you.
I imagine you as slicing a buffet up. Okay.
But no, I recently got food poisoning because I went to a buffet and I ate the food. And I was with one of my homeboys. He was like, why do you eat at buffets? Just think about the theory of a buffet. They put the food out there. People just pick over it, breathe over it, cough over it. And then you go and eat that shit. It's really fucking disgusting.
Right.
And
what do you think is happening in kitchens?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. You don't see that.
But they don't do that.
No.
Did you know that every piece of the world is breathed on at this point?
Right. No, actually, wait. You don't get food poisoning from a buffet because people are breathing on it. You get on there because they didn't keep the temperatures right.
Right. And they just sit it out there. But like, what if you went to like a Golden Corral or a hometown buffet? Like,
there
kids
be
out
no
there touching food and shit.
Golden Corral slander.
Yeah, it's really disgusting.
And they have sneeze guards. But if you're shorter than the sneeze guard, then your sneezes are not being guarded.
Exactly.
Let me ask you a question, Doughboy. So you're done with buffets?
I think I'm done with buffets.
Are you going to, you're not even going to give us a farewell buffet tour? And let me ask you a question. Are you going to go to your favorite buffet? Are you going to get your jersey put up in the rafters?
I
are
might
you
have,
go out the right
see,
way?
No. The spot that I came up in was a spot.
You just see like all your highlights of you like crossing over the salad and going straight to the potato. You know what I'm saying? The ball is tipped.
Wow.
All these restaurant owners are tearing up. Like, he was a good one.
He was one of the best that ever did it.
But this is where I'm kind of torn, though, because with when you have buffet, you can get as much food as you want, as many times as you want. You're not necessarily going to get full from a plated item when you're
exactly.
a man of girth. So that's why I'm kind
of. But no, not if you had a big plate like full of food.
No, because I mean, it's not many plates in my heyday that would knock me down from one plate.
Okay,
well, I mean,
hold
you
up.
Get an appetizer and then you get your meal.
But you got some places that got like endless pancakes, right? But it's not buffet.
We were really
so
talking about that earlier.
For more, right? But at some point, don't you get sick of asking? Like, I don't want you to know that I'm on my sixth pancake plate.
Well, that's
you
know the whole point.
And that's why I like buffets. That's why I'm for the buffet.
Really? Well, you don't mind that people are like spitting and like coughing
that's
and
usually
like
not the case, but
have
it
hepatitis.
Gross.
Well,
on
here's
their
the
hands.
Thing. Here's the thing. Certain buffets offer things like crab legs. Right,
I don't know if I trust that.
Oh, I don't trust
sushi do buffets or
crab
weird.
Legs at crab? A buffet.
Hell yeah,
yeah. I've
I
had
used
that.
To always get that, yes. And then they were dry. They were so dry, they were like stuck to the shell. That's why I'm like, I'm.
And
good.
The sushi at buffets be
you
trash
eating sushi
too.
Anywhere?
Yeah, I be eating sushi at buffets.
Don't
you
don't
never
do,
had sushi
don't
buffets?
Sushi buffet.
Hell no.
Sushi buffets be lit.
No, don't do that.
You get the tempura.
I don't know why that's weirder than other stuff, but it is. What we're not talking about is where are we? Because both. That matters for both. If you're at a cheap buffet, yes, that's probably going to be the places that people are sneezing. Old people are got dripping stuff out their face.
Oh, God.
But what? If you go to real buffets or good, you know, expensive buffets like at a golf resort.
I got sick at a very well renowned.
There is,
actually,
but
there's
it's
dirty.
Cleaner.
No, no, no. I will tell you this. There's probably if you're going to like a golf resort, I think of like old white men. Those are main ones that don't be washing their hands when they come out the bathroom.
They're the dirtiest ones picking their nose.
I'm just saying the ambiance will probably be switched out more often.
I feel you.
The food is probably better. Preparation, but you got to think though, that cheap buffet is set up like a buffet with the sneeze guards, and at least that. When you go to like a brunch,
it'd be out.
It's just out because this is like their one day to do it.
If you're at a place that needs sneeze guards, that means they've seen it happen all day, and they're like, "We gotta do
something."
No, that's not that.
You have to do that actually by law. If you have like at certain places, if you have a buffet and it's like you have X amount of stores, so it's not it's like a franchise basically. You have more than one place, you have to put that up. That's part of like
also,
health code.
I don't give a damn about a sneeze guard. If I was about to grab some food and I saw a nigga go, "Achoo!" and it just hit the guard, I'm not going to be like, well, at least it's safe. Get the fuck out of there.
That's still nasty.
I'm still not doing it.
I think I'm going to eat. I'm going to be like, sneeze guard did his job.
Thank you.
And it's not even. And the sneeze guard ain't the worst part. It's really the people's dirty hands touching the little the
and
ladles
picking
and
over
stuff.
Your food. And another thing about buffets, a lot of times there's never something there that's really good.
Yeah,
it's
right.
always just
it's
shit.
That ice cream is bomb.
Like I said,
like,
depends on where you at.
About four things that's fire.
Like hometown buffet, the best thing is like the bread. Of their like they're like
that's what I'm saying. Hometown buffet. That's what I'm talking about. If you go to like a good place, like I've had the best mashed potatoes I've ever had at a buffet. Sometimes you go up to the person. Sometimes at buffets, there's people there that will like
cut the meat.
For
that
you,
should be fire.
Or like make an omelet for you, like that kind of stuff.
Omelet bars rock.
At like a hotel, that buffet is fire.
Yeah, sort of like those brunch buffets where you can get an omelet or you can get like eggs Benedict. That kind of stuff is good. Once you start getting into like seafood. And like where there's like sushi or like crab and stuff, that's when I feel like it gets a little.
But what about pizza buffets? Pizza buffets be lit, like John's Incredible Pizza.
Oh, like our CC's Pizza.
CC's.
Yeah. What about CC's for the five?
Buffet for pizza. I've never
I mean, kids
that.
Love it, of course, because it's pizza. But I mean, it's affordable. Wait, buffets okay, wait. What about venue? So, what if it's like a wedding? Would you rather go to a wedding that has a buffet or a plated meal wedding?
That I'm not too picky on.
I don't know events, wedding,
but there's no sneeze guards.
But they prepping that, and like I know that's
but it's
gonna
catered
be good.
Though. It's catered.
And a
so
big
catered.
Thing is that
sneezes
it's
happen
for
when you're not even ever expecting.
But that's the thing. It's
if it's
for
your group, that's different.
It's not out all day.
Right.
Circulating. It was just brought out. Y'all do it. If there was a sneeze, you'd probably see it because you were there.
But see, the one issue that I will give to plated food, though, is that if there's anything about your food that you don't like, you're just stuck unless you're going to send this shit back and look like an asshole.
No. Well,
so
it's
like
not
you
got to
eat
like
what you got to get what you get and not throw a fit when you get a plated meal.
But you do the same thing for buffets. You send it back, but you're just the nigga that sends it back. So you have to get up and like do it.
You walk it back and complain to this motherfucker. They don't know what they like.
It's just like you work there. Yeah.
Is this better? Yes, it is. Thank you. Can I please sit down? Thank you.
The only con I have about buffets is it's overwhelming, and I will.
Like, option overload. It's like Netflix for eating.
Yeah, and then I come to my plate, I got spaghetti and fried rice and tacos, salads, and tacos,
but,
and like,
but you
and it's a bunch of shit that don't match.
That's okay.
But I want all of it.
Hey, you know what really heat me up about buffets?
What heat you up?
Is the fact that they got to bring you your drink. Like, where the fuck is the Mountain Dew at? And let me get it myself.
That is a fact.
Not a bad.
But I just,
that's the only thing they wait on.
Like, what do you mean? If you want another drink, yes. And I've been wanting it for a long time.
But I just thought about the ultimate neutralizer for buffets, and I got one word. And me and Pat talked about this briefly over the weekend.
Not a drum roll.
Sizzler.
I just said
No,
that buffet is terrible.
Oh, Sizzler. With the cheese toast.
Salad bar for the low keys.
Bruh. The chicken wings. The chicken wings.
The
cheese toast.
The nachos.
The cheese toast.
It's delicious. My kids love it.
There. Bruh. It was disgusting.
Bruh.
Yeah, I took my auntie.
It's lit. I'm telling you, it's lit.
She got the salad bar, too. She's over there with shit that didn't match. Tacos and wings.
Spaghetti.
They got chicken noodle soup.
Yeah,
Sizzler
is soda on the side,
and their and their chicken wings are fire there.
I just had a steak there that was gum flavored.
So wait,
that shit took 16 hours to chew and swallow.
And a spearmint steak. You said gum flavored.
Well, listen, when you do Sizzler, don't get the lobster tails, don't get the steak.
Nah, you get the salad bar.
Just get the salad bar
with the
cheese. So wait, what is better about that? So you're okay?
You don't mess with Sizzler.
Wait. No, I don't. So would you rather go to the buffet at Sizzler and then possibly get food poison or whatever you had, or would you rather go someplace that has a plate of food?
No, I would take the chance for Sizzler. Their cheese toast is that fire.
You're gonna get food poisoning for cheese toast.
Yeah, tell me a cheese toast good.
I'm pro buffet anyway, so Sizzler is right up my alley.
I'm anti buffet, but I would make an exception for Sizzler.
Sizzler in my
it's
hood.
That good.
I actually like seafood buffets. I'm not gonna lie.
Yes.
Wait, like, specifically,
like the ones that did has sushi and stuff. When I think about buffets, I'd be like, oh, those are the kinds that I would go to if I go.
And
to
the crab legs, you have to circle that bitch like it's like musical chairs.
Yeah.
It just be circling, waiting for them to bring the fresh ones out. Mm-hmm. And
I bet because they gone as soon as they get
but
there.
Well, you got to get the fresh ones. Me and my family get plates and plates of them, and we guard and we have like plays that we run. block families.
Y'all
out.
Playing the you got the wildcard option.
Running two, go get
yeah, exactly. We do like a little pick and pop.
You did a little a flank route.
Yeah, bruh.
Wow.
Drawing up plays?
I don't know. I think that you can't go wrong with ordering something that you want, then bringing it out fresh for you.
Mm-hmm. But you're taking a chance.
Here's the thing. I worked at a 5-star restaurant in L.A., and I will tell you this. After that, I realize that no food is clean.
Well, okay? I understand that
nothing
they might be doing
clean.
Some fuck shit in the
seen
back.
I've seen them, what they do in the back. It is disgusting. First of
I don't
all,
believe
make
that.
Sure you box your own food up. Don't ever let...
Why,
don't,
that's the second time you said that. Can you explain a little bit more,
please?
Let me
tell you what happens. So what happens, especially at a 5-star restaurant, you say, hey, I'd like to take this to go. Usually if it's a fancy restaurant, they say, oh, I'll take your food for you. I'll box it for you. What happens, they have a station in the back where they box your food. Usually it's not your waiter boxing because they've got other tables that they got to do stuff, right? So it's like a busboy in the back or somebody that like is a food runner, somebody else mm-hmm. usually boxes up your
and
food
your
because
shit.
Yeah, and so that's what they will
they,
do
because I eat your food
absolutely absolutely
so you've seen people chewing
I've
other
seen
people's
a man
food.
Take a piece of a dude's steak that he had cut up, he took one of the pieces and ate it and boxed the rest.
Nigga bringing
seen...
your food back with barbecue sauce all over.
Yes.
there you go
I've seen a dude take a spoonful of mashed potatoes
good
of
choice.
The dude's food. I've seen them like take a beer. I've seen all
so
of
they'll
it
come
so
out there like here you go. Unless you
absolutely.
Don't really want it, I can take it off.
Absolutely.
Which brings me to my next point. I'm ready for the robots to take over these jobs. I'm sick of human shit.
That's seriously. No, that's
when it comes to food prep, they
the
can
robots,
make it bro. So that they can season.
Listen, like McDonald's, never get your order wrong. The milkshake machine is always
no, they're
working.
Already starting like, that. In some McDonald's
you
that you
talk
go
to the milkshake
to.
Machine.
Yeah.
In some McDonald's that
bro.
You go to.
I am
got
bro
it on
today. Ain't I'm a spicy.
That's the robot voice.
But no, like in some of the McDonald's now, like I think some of the ones at the airports, like you can just go and you don't talk to a person, you just put your order
I'm ready
in.
For that.
Yeah, but
yeah.
a person's still making it and they're making
there's
it
only
with
a,
their hateful
it's
hearts.
It's only a matter of time
and,
before
and,
I think.
And their bitterness from working at McDonald's.
Let's not well, assume I'm, everybody's bitter. For
I'm just
no,
excited. Ain't, no,
bitter.
Ain't gonna be no more ghetto ass videos of a full on fight behind the Popeyes.
Yeah.
There will be, but it'll be
robots.
McDonald's.
Robot. Stab protocol. Ain't gonna tell I'm a robot.
I mean, I started off initially saying that I would be anti-buffet, but in the totalitarian of it all,
oh my God,
I do
that's
think
not the right
sometimes
word.
When you yes it is totalitarian. That means all of it, all
no,
encompassing.
No, you didn't use it in the correct
totalitarian,
context.
Totalitarian, the like the Aryan.
Those are
part
beliefs
of it,
typically.
It's like yeah, that's that turns into like
it's
the
a belief
of yeah, or, yeah.
Like you are the totalitarian.
Oh, okay, well in the hierarchy of
that's how I know the beard is fake.
I just think that sometimes you can take a chance in ordering some food and you might not like it. And then you don't want to send
back.
It back.
You ain't never been to a buffet where you
don't
didn't
send
like
it back?
Anything?
No, I'm telling you, I don't send
that's
food
really
back
hard.
And I always tip. I always tip even if they give bad service. Just what? Because I don't want to further.
Nah, fam, you don't
I don't want to. I don't want to create stereotypes that black people don't tip. So
I'm
even
like
if you're bad,
too.
I'll
yeah.
still tip.
I tip
I don't want
great.
You like,
you I
just
tip
low, right?
I tip
you
really tip. Good. Oh, I want people to make my food really good out there and make it good and make it delicious and hot and fresh and don't eat it when you buy
it. Seven times.
I think because of the power of cheese toast, the power of cheese toast at Sizzler compels me to go to the buffet side.
The power of cheese toast?
It compels me.
Wow.
It does.
CP, what you voting on?
I vote buffet. You know what I'm saying?
All
like,
day,
you know,
every day.
I like getting up and getting, you know, sometimes I like to just have a little freak fest with my food. I might have some salad next to some Jell-O.
I hate when my food touches
orange.
You live on the edge.
Never thought. Who would have thought? You say what?
You living on the edge. You put
who would have thought?
You said salad and Jell-O. What's happening, man?
Look at me over here. Yes, I be
at Sizzle.
You know what you can do? You know what you can do? You can eat a little bit of dinner, a little bit of dessert, and nobody say shit to you.
Right.
Buffet for me.
No one would say shit to you in the restaurant, though.
No. They would. They'd be like, sir, you want your cheesecake now? That little shit right there?
With the
that
bread?
That's judging. Like, you want your cheesecake now? Like, yes, right bitch.
We the buffet together. Boys over here.
Oh, you say buffet?
Yeah, I swear.
Even after the food poisoning?
Even after food poisoning. Because really? Sizzler's wow. cheese toast is...
So if there was no, if Sizzler shut down today, you
then I would
so
go to play
Yo
the
boy lost 7 pounds during that food poisoning, and he's trying to win that bet. So he's like, you know what?
I'm back.
I'm about to lick all the spoons.
You can't get a little, you can't let a little food poisoning get in the way of something.
Bro.
I've gotten food poisoning at restaurants that I still frequent.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. I got food poisoning where it hurt PTSD. My feelings because I love the food so much. I'm like, oh, I want Taco Bell. Do some shit like that.
You just thought the industry just came down.
Why would
Taco,
Taco
Bell?
Bell
don't have real meat. Did y'all know that?
Okay, let's not get into it.
It's the whole thing. It's not real meat, guys.
Okay, at what are you picking, DZ?
It hit like meat.
Man, I'm going with the plated. Buffets are too overwhelming for your boy.
Half a vote. His durag is golden.
Overwhelming.
Right.
I'm going plated food, man. It's
ooh,
it's for you.
It's two to two.
It's for
really?
You.
Okay. Ooh, you're the tiebreaker again.
And,
go,
and wait, and,
let's
and
go, man.
You can make substitutions to your plated food. You can't
you
really do.
No, you can't. Alter,
right? Yes, you can.
You can customize.
If I wanted to order a steak chimichurri and be like, yo, just throw some purple
what's
onions
chimichurri?
On
it. It's the green sauce. Listen, though. Listen, though. At a buffet, you're not taking nothing home, so nobody's taking nothing off your plate.
Yes, you are. There's people who have baggies in their purse. Sorry.
What's stealing?
I'm saying you bag it yourself.
If you're stealing from a buffet, you just need to reevaluate.
Yeah, you already had all this meat.
Wait, first of all, we grew up poor.
Cheese toast when
you stole chicken?
When we were growing, yeah, when we grew up, like when we went to buffet, it was like it was a big thing. So you know, we would go out to eat after church on Sunday, and we could only do it like once a month.
You would go to church and then embezzle wings.
Well, my dad wouldn't, but my mom, yes.
Embezzle.
Amen.
My mom would be like, she would be like, roll it up, roll it up in your napkin.
Your mom was teaching you to do this.
Yes, my Korean mother.
Y'all didn't do that?
No.
Korean people be stealing from buffets, okay?
The only woman I ever knew was doing that. Like, my mom,
did y'all ever,
my family,
church. Did y'all ever get caught?
No, because you don't take a lot of food. You just like whatever.
What would they even say to you? It's church. They're like, man,
after church. Oh. No,
communion wins.
No, not at church. We would leave.
They would leave church
and
then
go
steal
to a restaurant.
See, I thought y'all was like, yeah, because we got caught one time. And that's the first time I saw one of my aunties go into that mold when black people steal and they have to flip it.
Oh, yeah.
And she gave me the look like, watch this. Like, she's like, really? I was just, because I was going to the bathroom and I didn't want nobody to steal my plate. You know what? We don't need this shit.
But it's steam coming out of your purse, man.
Man.
Steam? We just put these out.
Wow.
And
then we was walking out. She's like, they accuse people of stealing here, so y'all shouldn't even eat here.
It's like, ma'am, the steam is still coming out of your purse.
It's mashed potatoes coming out of your purse.
She smell like fresh wings.
You gotta flip it, though. You can't take that blame.
I don't know. I think I prefer to buy my meals plated. However, buffets do give you a big variety, so there's usually rare. It's very rare that you find something you don't like.
Freak plate, freak plate.
So which one you pick?
I'm gonna pick buffet with hand sanitizer. I gotta carry hand sanitizer.
We started this first.
Put hand sanitizer on food.
Boom.
No, put it on your hands.
The first 10 minutes we were talking about how disgusting buffets are.
But cheese toast.
Go
eat some cheese toast from Sizzler and change your life.
When she said no food is clean, I knew she was on our side. She's like, guys, really? Like,
it's all dirty.
I was like, yeah.
Buffets really won. Interesting.
It did. All right, we'll be right back after this.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is To Hear More, and this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Y'all already know what I'm doing here, fellas. Remember back in the days at the drop of a dime, day or night, and that time was the right time? Well, you can get that back. All you have to do is check out my folks over there at Blue Chew. That's right, blue like the color blue, chew.com. Let me tell you what they do. Blue Chew is the first chewable with the same active ingredients as, same FDA approved active ingredients. Hey, what's up? It's To Hear More, and this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Fellas, you know why I'm here, okay? You know why I'm here. Blue Chew is what you need to look up to if you miss those days of always being ready. Anytime, day and night, then you need to look up Blue Chew, fellas. Let me tell you why. Blue Chew is the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, okay? And because you do everything online, they have online licensed physicians. That means you don't have to make any more awkward trips to your doctor's office, no more long lines at the pharmacy. It ships directly to your house in a discreet package. That's as easy as it gets, fellas. It's chewable. Okay, to him, what's chewable mean? Chewable means you can take it anytime, day or night. Because it's chewable, it starts working twice as fast. Not only that, you can take it on a full stomach, take it on an empty stomach. Like, it doesn't get any better than this. Except for maybe the fact that because you're watching it right now, you're listening, I'm going to give you your first shipment of Blue Chew for free. That's right, free 99. All you have to do is pay $5 for shipping. Now, nothing can be better than that. All you have to do is go to bluechew.com. That's BLUECHEW. .com. Use the promo code SQUAD, SQUADD, and watch how the magic happens. You get your first shipment completely free. All you have to do is pay $5 for shipping, okay? Again, that's BlueChew, BLUECHEW.com, promo code SQUAD, SQUADD. You're welcome. Yes, it is.
Pilot back in the seat.
And we moving on to the next topic.
Wait, just say that like you weren't just here.
Like there wasn't another person there.
Nowhere. Did you get the brisket?
Yeah, you got it in your back pocket.
That's
give
like
us
if
some.
Your pilot just got there taking a shit. He's like, all right, ladies and gentlemen. We are
just
right.
Kept it going. I was going to I thought we was going to ignore it like we did Doughboy's pants.
No, this is lit.
They should be lit on fire.
They should be lit on fire.
It looks like some white sweatpants.
These are Echo Unlimited.
It looks like pieces. It looks like dolphin bacon.
It should be a limit to it because Echo doesn't make clothes anymore.
That's why they're retro.
No.
I got a plug.
No.
My man B. Burling.
That means they.
Did y'all not say nothing about these pants?
Oh,
yes.
Nice. Yes.
We talked about the pants and we talked about you.
Okay.
Brisket boy. Tahir just got Brisket's spring collection.
Now when we cut, they say, hey, don't be asking for none.
To hear me interviewing his meat. So how tender are you exactly? Nice, nice.
Before I eat you.
You got to know.
How tender are you?
Moving on to the next topic, man. We have 112 versus Jagged Edge.
Man, this is a no-brainer.
I know where you're going to go.
No-brainer.
I know where you're going to go.
Jagged Edge, the best R&B group in the history
of
the
world. You know, I have a story about this. Okay, so I used to love 112 Peaches and Cream, like everything on their album. And then I was on a church van when I was 13 years old, and they were taking the youth to some, like, Joy Jam or some concert, okay? And behind me, my guy brother was sitting behind me, and he was singing Peaches and Cream in my ear and trying to breathe on my neck and lick on my neck. And I was like, and never again 112.
This is your guy brother?
This is a story. Yes. That your guy brother tried to lick your neck?
Yes.
You should have stayed in the vault.
He was a little kid. He was a kid that would always be trying to, like, push up on girls in church. And I remember, I was in, like, the eighth grade.
You was probably cold as a little eighth grader, like, for, like, that age. You know what I'm saying? You know,
no.
This is getting weird.
This is getting weird.
You probably a cold ass little eighth grader.
He was, like, pieces and crit. Like, oh my. So I can't. Because of that, I can't listen to 112. Like,
that story should have started at it was a dark day in church camp.
This one time at church camp.
As I was reading Leviticus.
You need to be laying down and paying to tell somebody that story.
But Jagged Edge, I don't know why they don't get the respect that they deserve.
Because they can't really sing.
They all can sing.
They all cannot sing.
They have a pair of twins in there.
What's their names?
I don't know them.
You don't know their names? Okay.
He said the twins can hold a note.
The twins can hold a note. The other guys were there just for, like, protection because they needed four to make a group.
Nothing is promised. That's fire.
What?
That man.
When y'all ready to hear the opinion, let me know.
Now, I'll take a Jagged Edge all day. This is an easy one.
112, okay. Man.
Let him know.
Let me tell you what I want to do.
He can't really sing.
Slim's voice is trash.
Yeah, Slim actually can't really sing if you think about it.
What songs besides Peaches and Cream?
That's real.
You got Cupid.
Yeah.
You got 112. You got Nice and Slow. Don't they have Nice and Slow? They also have
Cupid, bro.
Cupid was.
Yeah.
That way it start.
Let's be honest. Let's be 100% honest. None of us listen to these niggas for real. At the end of the day, is Peaches and Cream better than Where the Party At? At the end of it just boils down to that.
J.E. Heartbreak was a classic.
J.E. Heartbreak
had
12
album cuts.
Hold on. What was
that? And Hard.
Heartbreak was cool.
What is that? What was the song where it had a crazy beat. Nah, it had a crazy beat. It was on the J.E. Heartbreak.
Keys to the Range?
None of these bro. Crazy.
You change. You're not the girl that used to do things. The way I like it was a damn shame.
Yep.
It is.
Keys to the Range.
Ooh, that was cold.
The only thing about Where the Party At is Nelly made that song pop.
Right.
It's still a good song.
Yeah, it was a good song.
And they did that.
Where's St. Louis nigga telling us
they were on the
big.
Y'all forgot. They were on the Biggie Duets, and they did a song with Biggie.
Biggie Duets.
The Nasty Girl. Jagged
Edge
on that.
Biggie didn't know he did that.
That's my little nasty girl.
You know how many songs 112 did with Biggie?
Never call that a Biggie feature. Yeah. That is people sang along and rap and freestyle when the beat permitted.
The Biggie Duets.
Don't
do that.
Jagged Edge wins because they all skydived into parties. Remember that music video where they land in Tim's?
First of all, that's very irresponsible to skydive when your name is Jagged Edge. That's just like one of those things. It's like, and then they hit the corner of a building. Funny, they called themselves Jagged Edge.
Jagged Edge should win just based on the fact that they came out with a song and said, "We ain't getting no younger. We might as well do it." And they're talking about getting married.
I realize you took that to heart.
I did.
When Martin said that to Gina, she left.
We ain't getting no younger. We might as well.
That was the most ridiculous thing ever. Most ridiculous thing ever.
I like 112. Let me tell
you something. People can say what they want about Q. You can say what you want about Q, but he had one of the most distinctive voices of the
night. He sang like he had somebody pointing a gun at him. He sounded like he was scared.
It doesn't matter.
The guy from 112?
You knew his voice.
Oh, yeah, the sinus head.
I'm sorry, Slim. Slim from 112.
He always sounded scared.
Hey, man, listen. But you knew it. You knew the voice. No one else had it.
It's very distinctive.
Very
distinctive. Not a great voice.
No, but they don't even have a ton of songs outside, like you said, outside of Q.
You crazy.
What?
Yeah, you crazy. Out the top of your big head, what you got?
Peaches and cream.
I got
Cupid.
Cupid.
We said Cupid. What else? What? Don't look there.
Cupid went
look
diamond.
Here. Stop. Look here. Africa. Wait, no. Don't look there. Look here.
Here's the thing. Look at me. Your face leaves me speechless. So I don't want to look at that because your grill is scary. Okay? You have
no idea.
Anyway, you remember the way Diddy, they were dancing in that video?
Boom, 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 boom.
That isn't jogging my memory at all.
That's anywhere. We can do it in the shower.
See, I didn't like that. I didn't like that. Let me tell you why I hated that song.
Because you couldn't fit on any
exactly.
Of places.
Exactly. So
it
didn't apply to me. I wasn't able to have sex in no shower. How?
Listen.
You got to go somewhere where it's like a... Never mind.
What is hot and wet?
A song that we never heard.
That sounds like a chicken salad.
These are like some of their biggest songs. Oh, I never heard of them.
You made me want to sweat. You know, you.
Nah.
No.
Nigga, that's that's a classic.
So we got Anywhere. We got Cupid.
Hot and
we
Wet.
Got,
okay, let me pull up Jagged Edge.
We have Only You. The remix song is Only You.
Only You
Biggie.
Was hard.
You got It's Over Now. You got You Already Know.
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
All right, and then with 112, you got Let's Get Married. Promise. I gotta be. I forgot
Begging
about gotta be.
Songs.
Where the party
really
at?
Getting on my nerves.
Walked out of heaven. I forgot about that. He Wait, can't love you.
About
forgot about that.
Jagged
this is Jagged Edge.
Oh, you said
niggas sound like some haters, and they sound like some beggars.
Healing. I don't want like they had some songs.
They
bro.
Both have like six fire tracks that everybody knows.
Give me 112.
I would take them. Jagged
That's
Edge.
Saying a lot.
Give me 112.
That's saying a lot in the span of 10 years that they were both out. Both groups
I
were
don't
out
trust
like 10 years.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying I think six would be a lot to say. They might have three heavy songs each.
No.
Jagged Edge albums.
Anywhere, 112, and Only You like are bangers. And then
you got to put Cupid in there.
I didn't even say Peaches and Cream. Peaches and Cream is four. Everybody knows those.
Oh, and there's Apples and Leche.
Shut up.
And what about the song?
Shut up.
What about the song Promise from Jagged Edge?
Baby, I promise. Oh, yeah. That's the thing, though. That song would have been great if they could sing.
They can't
sing. That was like
they
a voice to men song.
Just
it's not like it's written for boys.
Yeah, they have great songs, and but they're not really good.
They're not great
they
singers.
Had the Walked Out of Heaven song.
You
feels like
said
I just
that.
Walked out
you
of
just
heaven.
Said that.
I did
you're
not
gonna,
just say
you're
that.
You're not going to keep running
Loki,
that back.
Loki, that was a good song.
I said Promise before that. I didn't say that song.
You said Walked Out of Heaven before Promise.
No, I did not.
I don't be knowing these guys like
that. All right, cue up the tape.
Funny Feelings, Strawberry, All Cried Out.
I just didn't like how Slim, I couldn't understand some of the words sometimes because he was really whiny. And like there's this one intro on there that it goes like, Cube, Mike, Slim, Duran, that's their name,
oh,
right?
Oh, that's the interlude. That
right,
shit
it's the
go in,
and
hard.
The interlude goes hard, but I'm going to tell you, it wasn't until like 5 years ago that I realized that's what he was saying. I thought they were saying, you might sin tonight. This is what you because he.
You might sin tonight?
Yes. I thought it was like, oh, it's
you
a nasty
song.
They
were gospel R&B
no,
singers,
no,
you
I
nerd.
It was a nasty, it was a nasty song. That's why they were saying that. So I was like, okay. And then it, and then my friend was like, wait a minute, what you just say? She like stopped the interlude.
I hate how that was a nasty song to you. You might sin tonight. Listen, you're
naughty.
Gonna be sin.
I knew immediately that. How do you not understand when he says "Q Mike Slim"?
I'm telling you,
we
I don't
children.
Be hearing lyrics. I don't be hearing
no,
lyrics.
But
right.
Me and Meg are the same age.
I like, didn't know Peaches right. and Cream was about sex till I was a teenager.
Really?
I thought they were just taking food into the bedroom, eating actual peaches.
I thought it
was
about that too. No? I'm not gonna lie, I did. I still didn't know like the,
apparently
the
a peach
reference.
Is a vagina.
Oh, I get it now. Oh, sorry.
A vagina that's
I
coming.
I don't know the lyrics. I just wasn't really.
He said a vagina
lyrics.
That's coming.
Yeah.
Oh, I never knew that till right now. Wow.
Yeah. I used to think it was like lot. Them bringing peaches and cream into the bedroom.
That's what I thought. The
that's
whole
what
peaches
they
and
have,
cream. Because okay.
Yeah, they have that in the video where they have like peaches and cream.
That's what I thought. I was like, oh, this is delicious.
When the video came out, I was at that point. Well, like, I was past 106 and Park, so I had stopped watching videos. Like, I just was buying CDs, so I didn't.
Yeah,
I never watched the visual.
I thought I was older than you.
I'm 35.
Yeah, I'm older than you.
I stopped watching. I stopped watching a lot of stuff early.
Of 60,
I do. I got a super.
Yeah,
I was
no,
working because 106 and Park came on the time where I had to be at work. I had to be at White.
No, to hear is this old. For this Christmas, he gave me like two records. He really bought me two records and gave them to me. I was
he
like,
didn't buy them. He had them in his.
I was
collection.
Just like,
no, in the 70s.
I did not know what to do with them. I was like, okay, thank you. I still have them, but I'm like,
bro,
what do I do with these
records?
You buy a record player.
Like, now
we
I need
know
a record
now. He should have bought you some big ass woogie boogie sweatpants.
You don't like these?
I don't fuck with
nobody. Likes them though, boy. You don't like
you
them.
Of all people would have liked them.
Why would I like them right. dirty Q-tip
fashion,
ass pants?
They're fashion forward.
Tahir only wear delivery behind. Man clothes.
Are they camo?
Yeah, they're like camo, but like when you're in the snow, like you know, like the Navy SEALs be in the
no.
snow.
That's
they
just
wear
a
this.
Seal.
What snow?
Shut up, man. Pick your thing.
He's okay. trying to hide in a snow cone.
All right, so listen. I think we got just about everybody's opinion, but we didn't get Pat. We didn't get yours. Where you at? Where you falling?
I'm going with Jagged Edge.
You're not Pat.
You're not Pat. Shut up. Shut your face.
I'm going to say Jagged Edge for the mere fact that they skydived in Tim's.
Yeah. So it has nothing to do with the music.
Where the
you
party
son
at?
Of a
I
bitch.
Would listen to Where the Party At before Peaches and Cream.
Okay. What about Cupid, Fair. Though? Come on, bro.
I don't
Cupid.
Know what that is.
Cupid.
Don't.
Doesn't
you're trying
lie
to ruin
high.
It for him.
Oh, yeah.
You don't
for
know
sure, Jagged
is.
Edge.
Yeah.
You did that.
Yeah. I hate Slim's nasally voice.
Yeah, that
he does sound like a kid getting in trouble in the next room. Like,
go. Okay, man, what about you? Where you at with it?
I'm gonna go. Okay,
with
so
Hezekiah
only...
Walker.
You gonna sin tonight?
I really thought
gonna sit tonight.
It works, don't it?
Yes, but it's ridiculous.
It
why would they
like it works.
The whole album they talk about fucking and then they gonna say you gonna sit tonight?
That's what I'm saying. Duh, you about to be out here doing some simple
angel on
stuff,
the
girl.
Shoulder. That was the self.
Okay, look, that's what I thought. Anyway,
who said you gonna sit tonight?
That's what I thought. The interlude. That's
the interlude
what they were
goes. Cue Mike Slim to run. That's right. What it says. She thought they said, you might
slim. You ain't had to sing it.
See
Mike Slim to run.
But I sound decent.
Cue Mike Slim to
run. Mike Slim to run.
Yes.
I really, look, okay.
Who you gonna go with?
Because
you
of Slim's voice.
Meg was so, she was so like triggered back then. Like, oh, I can't do that.
I love that song though. But because I don't like Slim's voice and I actually have J.E. Heartbreak in rotation in my car currently. Like, I leave it in the, I have like a
'cause it's a classic.
It is a classic. I will say that. J.E.
Do you
Heartbreak.
Have a CD
I'm
player in
with,
your car, though?
No, it's got like, you know, like a, I mean, it's a 2016. It has like the six CD channel. You just
killing
them
with the six track CD.
It just, I don't know. I just left it in there because it's a really good CD and I love it. Even though it's burning.
Don't let this nigga with
still own
old
CDs.
Don't let this nigga with actually, these fans old song to you.
Wait,
like
you
that.
Still own CDs? You be oh, like.
No, no, I have like, only the
six. Process was trash.
No, it's a six, so they're always in there. I just, I've never taken them out.
Oh, you just never took them out.
Yeah, and then the six that are
I
in there.
I still own CDs too.
And the J.E. Heartbreak is like, this, I'm sad to say, it is a pirated one. It was like a burnt copy.
You got a bootleg version of J.E. Heartbreak in your car.
Nigga, who buying real ones right now?
You right.
So I'm going to go with Jagged Edge.
Yeah. All right, CP.
112, fam.
All right.
112. I ain't got nothing else to say. You know what I'm saying? I ain't know Slim had a nasally voice. He always said it. And now that I think about it, he do. But you know, 112, they had hits to me. Cupid meant a lot to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I used to do this thing where I used to like girls and then never have met them or say nothing to them and just stare at them. So Cupid was to be in my head, and I'd be like, ooh, and then they would never know.
No, because they would be looking at you like, he's trying to rape me.
Oh, God.
Because you just stared at
me. I wouldn't be staring like that, though. I would do the look away, look away, look away, look away. Look away, look away.
The thought of young CP just staring at a girl.
With those big eyes. With
those
eyes.
To the girl just.
Yo, let's leave.
But you won't know unless you give us a try. Wait, what? I don't know. It's just in my head.
That was my style.
What, CP?
That was my style. I was like shy.
That kid never says anything.
But he just stares at me with his
but
big frog eyes.
Is he mouthing it
I need it because you know that I'm a fiend. Wait, what? I don't know.
So, yeah, man. So, I'm going with Jagged Edge.
Jagged
Edge? Wait, Jagged
Edge? Fuck it. Y'all clown me for
you
it.
You old suck ass.
Fuck it. Fuck it. You should have got in on it.
Nah. You know what? I'm going to hold it down for the real ones. I'm going to stick true to 112, where the players dwell. Come on, bro. No better line goes
hey,
with that.
Fuck 112.
But Biggie said that. 112 didn't even say that. Biggie said
y'all
it.
Was
it doesn't
dogging
matter.
Me out. I used to stare at them girls. It was like a look away. Like, I'm looking at my book, look at her, looking at my book, look away. And then when she look, I don't look. You don't want to look
yeah,
at her.
Yeah, but a look for you is like three looks, so.
Yeah. Those are some pretty, you have some, pretty big eyes. You have some intense eyes. They're very intense.
You were singing 112. They were looking at you singing, Jeepers, Creepers. Where'd you get those peepers?
That's funny.
Look, he's loaded up right now. Look, this is loaded up.
Oh, no, I
know. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Go on, dog.
Grab a Cadillac to elementary school.
Why you? Nothing to laugh about. I was stunned on him.
You parked.
I'm staff on you.
Sorry, I'm late, everybody. We're in the way to park. Feel my coffee.
Anybody see my crayons?
I'm sticking to 112, but it looks like Jagged Edge has it because haters switched up on us.
Fuck 112.
I thought for sure.
No. After I got lent on a church camp? No.
Okay.
Anyway. Stop bringing this dark shit in here.
We're going to get on to this last.
Freaky ass Chinese church you was at.
Last
the black church.
Last
black
and final. Last and final topic.
She was at a little anime church.
What is the anime church?
I look at my sister, yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Oh,
you're my sister. I look
praise
at my
the Lord.
Oh, they be like, man, you can move. She be like, oh, okay. All right, we'll get on to this last topic right after this.
Man.
Boom.
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy, To Hear More. I'm not going to be before you very long. Listen, just here to tell you about something real quick. It's called Hawthorne, all right? Now, listen, fellas, if you've ever worn cologne and you're not, like, really big on it, I get it, all right? Some guys, you just don't know, and there's nothing wrong with not knowing, all right? That's why Hawthorne exists. For guys that don't know exactly what you like. You know you like to smell good, but you don't know how to do it. Hawthorne makes it so easy for you. They have a 2-minute quiz. All you have to do is just put in all the stuff that you like, all the things that you think you like, all the smells, you put that in. Where you like to go when you go out, what type of places you like to hang out in. Is it a bar? Is it a club? Is it a lounge? When you go out, there's a lot of people, or you're the life of the party. All of those type of things are the things that you answer. And from that, they'll determine what scent is best for you. Now you have a custom scent. Something when you go out, people recognize you because of that scent. What's better than that? Absolutely nothing. The days of using like Polo Blue and all of that stuff from high school, X body spray. Like seriously, who's walking around using chocolate X body spray? That's literally a little scary. It's ridiculous. The point that I'm trying to make is it's time to grow up, right? And part of growing up is changing your life. Changing your life means evolving, all right? And evolve into Hawthorne, all right? Because you guys are listening right now, I'm going to hook you up. I'm going to give you 10% off of your first purchase. That's right, 10%. All you have to do is use the promo code SQUAD, SQUADD. That's SQUAD. That easy. All you have to do is go to Hawthorne, HAWTHORNE.co. That's Hawthorne with the E. .co. All right, enter our promo code SQUAD SQUAD and go ahead and get hooked up. You will thank me for this. Why? Because people are going to notice when you start walking around with a scent that only you smell like, people are going to take note of that. And you know what you're going to think? Man, To Hear is right. I'm so thankful he's in my life. And you know what? You're welcome.
All right, guys, last one of the day. Who has the better catalog of movies? Nick Cannon versus Bow Wow.
Oh, wait, hold on. I can't hear you over my wilding out tattoo. This one's going to be easy.
You got fired, nigga.
I couldn't hear you over my tattoo.
What? Can't hear you over my wilding out five.
The fact that
tattoo.
The tattoo couldn't keep your job. You understand how fucked up that is? He was like, wait, I'm fired? Did y'all remind Nick that I got the tattoo? Oh, he knows? Okay,
he said, that's
cool.
Why you're fired. No, he didn't want that type of commitment.
This easy, though. I mean, Drumline is easily better than any movie Bow Wow has ever been associated with.
Even the lottery ticket?
Lottery ticket.
I'm broke, nigga.
Like Mike?
Did you not remember Bow Wow's Oscar performance in Fast and Furious? Are you going to overlook that?
What about Roll Bounce, though?
Like
what was
Mike?
Baltimore about? What they
Oscar performance. Yeah, this nigga was talking to a nigga named Oscar.
Oscar performance, like he said.
Oh, man.
A Cannon Award.
Nick Cannon also did Love Don't Cost a Thing and The Underclassmen and Chirac.
Love Don't Cost a Thing. He should have not had
Love
that hair.
Love Don't Cost a Thing. I don't like how he had his shoes around his neck when he was on the beach. Fuck that movie.
That movie was great.
But wait,
that one
was
scene.
I was like, get him off your neck. He just had it like sand all down his chest.
I didn't think about Underclassmen. Nick Cannon, the Underclassmen. Y'all remember that when he went?
Yes.
Yeah. That was good. Ooh, American Son.
American Son, he was lit in that.
Why is B4 listed as one of Bow Wow's movies? What? Remember the Beef series?
Oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, because he was beefing with Soulja Boy or something like that.
Oh, that's right. I watched all the beefs.
Oh, King of the Dance Hall. Did y'all watch that, though?
That was fire.
Was it?
It really comes down to
wait.
Like Mike. Hold on,
wait. Don't ever listen to Doughboy's recommendation of that was fire, because there's a video around when he gives his opinion of Wakanda Forever.
Yes, Black Panther.
He went dressed up and everything. And I did. Like, oh, it's the best movie ever. So action-packed. And then literally weeks ago, I wasn't impressed.
And let me clear that up, because I did that on All Death. When the movie came out, because I am so involved with the culture, and it was a big moment for the culture, I was like, yeah, this is super dope. But as I thought about it, I was like, this movie really ain't that good.
And to be fair, we wanted like a movie review
IP so that, like, you know, exactly. It was a play. So exactly. I get it.
Right. How did you really feel about Black Panther, Pat?
It was dope, but it was one of the movies that wore off. Like, yeah. It was such a big thing for the culture. I saw it like 3 times in theaters. Super dope. I don't be watching it like
yeah,
that.
It's like, yeah, it's just.
Actually,
it's
I watched cool. it again recently, and I saw a bunch of stuff that I didn't see originally.
What?
Black Panther.
You liked it?
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
I, like, watched it at home for the first time. I was like, oh, actually, there's a bunch of stuff that happened here that I didn't realize.
Yeah, it's just not as lit as I believe.
It was tight, though.
But, nah, but I feel like Nick Cannon is a more established, like, because I don't think Bow Wow, and that's not no shot to Bow Wow, but does he ever act seriously in movies? Like Mikey was a kid. Like, most of his movies, he was a kid, so he was like a kid actor. Like, he don't do, like, drama well. Like,
Madea's Big Happy Family.
I think in Roll Bounce, he was dealing with, like, family issues.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Well, that's the thing. Nick Cannon was in Roll Bounce, too.
Right.
He literally said one thing, and nobody was like, oh, you're right. You're right.
I was like, oh, he was. Can I just ask the question? Like, has he done seriously? And he said, so I was like, yeah.
It really comes down to, do you guys like Mike more than Drumline?
No.
All these other movies.
No. Yes, not at all.
Then
Fast and Furious like was lottery. Yeah.
I feel like
he cut
like
his
Mike
hair for Drumline.
Wait, Bow Wow was in All About the Benjamins?
That wasn't a Bow Wow movie though.
No, he was in. Oh, okay.
So wait, do you like Fast and Furious best or what?
No, I think that I think Roll Bounce was a classic, and I think that.
But Nick Cannon cancels that out because he's in that too.
Right, but that's like saying Bow Wow was in All About the Benjamins. Nick Cannon had a small role in it. It was a Bow Wow movie though. My Bow Wow drove the movie.
Yeah, he did. But are you taking that over Drumline?
No, I'm not, but I'm saying that's Bow Wow's most comparable movie to Drumline. I think that, honestly, Lottery Ticket, Brandon T. Jackson got off a little bit more than Bow Wow.
Right.
So with that alone, I think that if you're going to have another actor kind of outshine you in it, then that probably doesn't, you know what I'm saying?
Help your argument.
Are we counting Love Don't Cost a Thing as a
Absolutely.
Movie?
That's a great movie.
I've never seen it.
Yeah. Oh, really? They play it on TV.
That's actually, a lot of people don't know, it's actually a remake of a movie because there's a movie I think was called Can't Buy Me Love with Patrick Dempsey.
And that's a remake of a movie that was called Love Cost $2 for $3.
I never seen Underclassmen.
Underclassmen
was good
fire.
Movie.
That's what
I
I'm
never
saying.
Saw that. I never
Nick
saw
got
that.
Raised. Nick can
I
do
think,
comedy
I'm
or
I'm
going to
get this to you.
At that age, not like at that age, it was a good movie.
Yeah. I mean, I thought for me, Drumline will always be one of those movies where no matter what part of the movie I catch it on, no matter what like channel or outlet that's on, I'm gonna sit and watch it for as long as I can. Like, I just want to be. It's one of those movies. It's not a lot of movies that give me that feeling. Like Matrix, Coming to America, Harlem Nights, Drumline. Mm-hmm. But it's like probably under 20 movies that give me that feeling. I don't have one thing from Bow Wow that creates that type of joy.
Hey, and you know what's crazy though? Drumline, Nick was a cool ass nigga in Drumline.
Yeah. Right.
Like, you almost forget that it's Nick who like getting everybody's nerves doing. But even though Nick is a nigga,
I think that's what
his biggest like.
That's where we're like, oh, you could do
this. Yeah,
I think that's one of the biggest dopest things that Nick does is like, because people will think that he's like a joke or he's, but it's like, Nick is like really like that cool ass dude, but like he'll be like, he's so good at taking a joke, you forget that this is his show.
Right.
He put it together and he hired everybody there to be there working with.
But it's not who's like, who do you like better between Nick Cannon and Bow Wow? It's just movies. So I don't even think you can count Wildin' Out. But that is true, because I think that Drumline stuck in Black culture a little bit more than
Way
like
more.
Mike.
Not to mention
even rappers
not to
mention Drumline with
hey,
the stick
not
all the time.
To mention him acting opposite Zoe Saldana.
Oh yeah.
In her first role.
Yes.
And what she netted out to be. And back then it was like, man, who the fuck is this girl?
Yeah.
Honest
it's
hell.
A fact.
Man.
It's a fact.
And then like, to be honest though, that movie not only felt good for like the culture and seeing so many black faces on the screen, but it also made you excited about college. Like, I was in college
That's
when it
fact.
Came out, and I was like, man, I'm so glad I'm going to HBCU.
Although it oversold it for the niggas on the West Coast. We saw that, and then we went to college. We were like, where's the football? Well,
you had to go to a black school.
You had to go to HBCU.
Right. No, I went to a PWI, but it was big enough to be felt. It felt like a black school.
Yeah.
What's a PWI? And I had a little mentee. I remember she was in like a mentee. I was like, maybe I was in high school, whatever. In college, and she was, I think, about to go to high school. She was like, I cannot wait to go to Atlanta A&T. And I was like, baby, it's not a real school. It's only on Drumline. That ain't not a real
school.
Hey,
there are tons of people that thought Hillman was real, too.
I thought Hillman was real when I was coming up.
Did the press said it was made up? Yes.
Atlanta, I was in Los Angeles.
I thought Hillman was made up. I thought Hillman was real.
Drumline was so dope that they tried to mock that storyline for Step Stomp the Yard.
Yes.
It almost to a T.
Wow.
And it didn't work because
Stomp the Yard was
it
weird.
Was just the magic between Nick and Zoe.
I was like, Chris Brown dead already?
Yeah, he was
remember
in
that?
5 minutes.
That was like, but think about it. That movie was damn near. Another movie that did that, All About the Benjamins, did that to Money Talks. The exact plot line.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, what they do is they take it, it's like a template. Mm-hmm. You know, so you can tell when a movie.
Do that, though.
Yeah, but that's those are the hit movies that do that, that become that template.
Though. I liked All About the Benjamins, though. I'm not going to lie.
But I like Money Talks, though. And if I love Money Talks.
I always get them mixed up.
Money Talks was so. It was so crazy because. The opposites were so opposites. Like in All About the Benjamins, you got Ice Cube opposite of Mike Epps. You got the straight man and the funny guy. But like, you know, this is still Ice Cube. This is still Friday Ice Cube. This is still Friday, next Friday and Friday after next Ice Cube. But you got Charlie Sheen.
And
Chris Tucker.
Yeah.
You got a really straight man.
Man.
Yeah.
That nigga said, that nigga said, $15 million. I sent for me.
You,
for real.
Chris Tucker is magic, bro.
Like from that role never until
you never seen
Element?
It, bro. Watch both of those movies,
oh,
bro.
My God.
I've seen it, but I want to go watch it again.
All right, but watch Money Talks and then watch it, All About the Benjamins again. It'll fuck you up. They're like you, like whoa, it's the same movie.
Yeah. It is the same plot. Definitely the same plot. And both dealing with diamonds.
Diamonds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got to get the diamonds back. Big thing at the end where they trap them. And it was at a
field. I mean, they're the same movie. You see one, you see the other.
Yeah. And my favorite thing All About the Benjamins was that Impala.
The Impala? Hell yeah. 96. Ooh. All black with the floor
last
shifter.
Last year with the floor shift, baby.
Yeah, come on, man.
This is smart stuff, guy.
I was about to say, this turned into an inside joke.
Yeah, I was like.
Two fucking uncles at the party talking. The rest of us is there.
I'm sorry. Auntie Pasta Salad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You know he mad because ain't nobody said nothing about the pasta.
Oh, no. This is a great conversation about alternating. Yeah. On a conversation about Nick Cannon and Bow Wow.
Oh, yeah, man. It was really going. The clutch, yeah. It was really going.
96.
We got to tell Pat about his potato salad if we say anything else.
What? This nigga is wilding right
oh,
now.
God.
Phone punch real joke. God,
you really thought that was gonna work?
You
just
ruined
the punch.
Stay in it. Pick your phone back up. Pick your phone back up.
No.
Yeah. So what you? So what you want me to tell him?
Nah.
All right.
Oh, is this improv comedy?
You gotta stay in it. You gotta stay in it.
I'm at home. He said, "Do you want him to?"
Oh no! It's Bell.
I was just saying it. Jocelyn,
you gotta stay in it. I want him to stay in it.
Fuck, I'm gonna bring it back then.
No. Hello?
Hey, God. Let Meg run this again.
<We're dead>.
Look at Meg. She's the captain now.
When you talk about like both of them being like good actors, though,
yeah.
Like, hold on, how many
who's
times?
A better actor?
I would say Cannon. Nick Cannon, but wait, how many times did he cry? And did Bow Wow, because he did cry in
American Son.
In Drumline, right?
And American Son.
Yeah, it was like that tough black boy cry.
Yeah. And then the did Bow Wow ever cry? Did he cry in Roebounce?
Yeah, I think Bow Wow cried one time in
when Sierra broke up with him.
Something like that. But look, you ever like Mike? Like this, though? Bow Wow's movies, he kind of be Bow Wow in them.
He is always Bow Wow.
Nick was
a
different Nick in
true.
Drumline and in a couple of those other
and
movies.
And Underclassmen.
Yeah, I got to give it to Nick as far as the better actor.
Tokyo Drift was Bow Wow in the car.
Yeah.
Nigga did no
drift.
That's
the only Fast and Furious I don't think I saw.
Like, why'd your black ass
never
doing in Tokyo?
He didn't drift.
He left
like,
that to
oh,
the Asians.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah.
Look at my man, Smith.
Yeah.
Look at my man.
That sounds
keep
like a
going.
Side character.
Yeah.
This is the lead nigga. Like, oh, that was tight. Yeah, that was tight.
No, Bow Wow was the lead in the trailer. You know how they do that. Like Rihanna in Ocean's 8. You about to be in this shit.
Right.
She about to be
don't
in
actually
this.
Come into the second part of the movie. That's great. All right, so let's go ahead and count it up. What we got? So who you rolling with?
Nick Cannon.
Okay.
Nick Cannon.
Already. Shut up, dude. All right.
Young Nick.
I'm going Nick Cannon.
I'm going to say Nick Cannon.
Drumline.
Unanimous.
Oh, unanimous.
Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon miss.
Nick, give your boy his job, man.
Like, unanimous. Nick Cannon
the bad guy in Drumline was like, he became like the black villain in black movies. Yeah. That mean looking black dude.
Oh, yeah. Sean, yeah.
That bald guy.
Big Brother Sean.
Yeah, he get him out
Big Brother
there.
Iron Man.
Mm-hmm. What's some villains that y'all want to whip their ass in real life? It's a couple of them that I'm like, man, I low key.
Mm.
Have you seen Queen and Slim?
Yeah.
The black dude at the end that sold on
to that James at the end?
Yeah.
Yeah, him. What's he wasn't a villain. He just was, you know what I'm saying? He just, you know, he came in and he had him hit that blunt. Yo, hit this blunt, you might as well.
Yeah.
I didn't like Sam Jackson and Django. I know that's not really a villain.
I didn't like that.
Sucked.
I didn't like Leonardo DiCaprio in Django.
Yeah, but he was just like white guy in slavery.
Right, but it was like, man, he did it too good. You know what I'm saying?
He was
like,
waiting
that's
for
how
that
I
role.
Feel about Christian Bale in every movie when he plays anything racist. I'm like, that's him in real life.
He was waiting for this.
What has he done that he was a racist in?
Shaft.
Oh yeah, that's a funny example. He was crazy in that. Okay, yeah.
I ain't like the nigga.
I will always go there.
I ain't like the dude from Dexter who's like, surprise, motherfucker.
I loved him.
Officer Dokes. Like him?
Dokes, that was my favorite character.
Surprise, motherfucker. That's anger.
That was my favorite character in that show. I just watched that recently.
That was a good character. He was funny.
Yeah, he was always. All right.
Well, it looks like it's unanimous.
Nikki.
There it is. Young Nick Cannon out
Nikki
here. With
tune in to Wildin' Out on the VH1.
Shut up.
You ain't on it.
Please.
I am on it this season. I am.
Okay. Hey, he's getting it.
That's right.
It is like a little flashback of all the seasons. And if you look close.
See, Doughboy way in the back. Thank you guys so much for watching another episode of Squadcast Versus, man. Shout out to our special guest, CP.
CP.
You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you coming out. Thank y'all for submitting the suggestions and ideas. Please keep submitting them to my inbox on Instagram. And go ahead and submit them right there. We take a look at them. We will judge it. Somebody came to my attention. Somebody was like, yo, you used my idea and you didn't even give me a shout out. First of all, don't nobody get a shout out.
When do we do that?
Since we started, nobody has got a shout out.
On your idea.
Yeah, that's number one. Number two, there is no idea new under the sun. So what you sent, like 16 other people sent, and we came up with things too. So
he's getting just some shit off his chest.
No, man, because y'all don't have to deal with the show in my inbox. Shit. But anyway, man, thank y'all for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Peace.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.